Good evening, everyone. Somebody has their speaker on. Is it okay now?
Just make sure that everybody presses mute on their speakers at the bottom of the screen, please.
Just prevents the echo. You don't want to hear me twice. Once is enough. Okay. Good evening, everyone. You're all very welcome to this evening's AGM. First of all, I'm going to go through the apologies. We have an apology from Marie Ward. Any other apologies?
Yeah. Sure. We have apologies from Francisco Breath, Gibbons, and Hannah.
And Hannah. Okay. Thanks, Marie. Thank you. Any declarations of interest? Sorry.
Yeah, no, just wanted to officially make an apology, Chair, on behalf of our colleague, Glenn Hanna. Unfortunately, ended up in hospital this afternoon, so he's just undergoing a few medical checks, and I think we'll, if all our colleagues will just join us in wishing Glenn a healthy and speedy recovery.
I'm sure we all echo those sentiments and wish Glenn well, and please give him our warm wishes and best regards for the days ahead. Okay.
Hi, Chair. Just an apology from Conor Gilbreath.
Conor Gilbreath, yeah. Is that them all? Okay, folks, members, this evening draws to a close what has been one of the most memorable and, I must say, enjoyable years of my life. To say it's been an honour to wear the chain of office as chairperson of Newry Morning Down is indeed an understatement. The role of chairperson brings with it responsibilities, protocols, and an occasional opportunity to rub shoulders with the great and the good. But most of all, it brings the unique opportunity to connect with the best people on this planet, the citizens of our beautiful district. While I put a lot into this year, I got so much more out of it, purely through the engagement I had with the ordinary men, women and children of our city, towns, villages and hamlets. Our citizens are just quite remarkable, and as someone who visited almost every corner of our district over the last 12 months, I can say that with confidence. Coming out of COVID, I felt it was important as chair to encourage our people to get back out and engage with each other and enjoy each other's company. And they didn't have to be asked twice. I have so many fond memories of the summer of 22. People were just so happy to be part of their community again. Be it the local festivals from Arglass to Hilltown to Lisleigh and across the whole area last summer, or the hundreds of community group volunteers, sports coaches and local leaders of all ages that I met, I was amazed at how our district continues to thrive through the efforts of those working selflessly on the ground across our community. I have far too many highlights to recall this year, but without doubt, the Chairperson Civic Awards night will stay with me forever. The truly remarkable people I met that night blew me away. Not just by their sense of duty and commitment, but their sheer humility. The Chairperson's charity ball was another highlight, and I'm so proud of the £22,000 we managed to raise for my four local charities, Southern Area Hospice, Suicide Down to Zero, St Vincent de Paul and Simon Community. To everyone who attended or contributed in any way, thank you again so much. I think it's safe to say on reflection this year has been about people. The people I have worked with, met for the first time, and shared a laugh and a tear with an equal measure. You've all filled me with the fondest of memories. Speaking of people, there are quite a few I'd like to thank this evening. Firstly, to the team at Democratic Services, Sheila, who kept my diary, kept me in crack, and was a constant guiding light and support throughout the year. Thank you, Sheila, so much. A special thank you to Sarah, Louise, Linda, Donna, Patricia and Colette. Thank you all so much for your unwavering support and willingness to answer queries at the most ungodly hours while I made my way to or from an engagement. Nothing is ever any trouble to each and every one of you, and I thank you all so much. And I do wish Patricia and Colette every happiness in their retirement. To Marie, the management team, thank you for your guidance, support, and at times patience throughout the year, and your professionalism. Thank you. To you, the members, thank you all for your courtesy and respect you've shown me throughout the last 12 months. I hope you feel I was fair and give adequate opportunity for debate to allow all voices to be heard in this chamber. I vowed to be a chairperson for everyone, and I trust they have followed up my words with actions that reflected that over the last year. To all my former colleagues who either stood down or did not make it on this occasion, I wish each and every one of you the best for the future. And I wish all the new councillors every success in their first term. Thank you to my outgoing deputy, Aoife Finnegan, for support and willingness to step in when needed at any time. Thank you, Aoife. Finally, to my wife, Noreen, who, despite her own considerable challenges this year, fully supported me in my role as chair, and to my children, Caelan, Tara and Ella, I hope we made you proud. Family time is now firmly back on the agenda, for the next wee while anyway. I wish the new chair, Valerie Hart, for every success for the year ahead. And I don't even have to offer this little bit of advice, because I know she's that type of person. My advice is very simple. Be people focused and the rest will look after itself. But most of all, enjoy every minute of it. I certainly did. Thank you. Aoife?
Thanks. I just want to say a massive gur míle maith agat to the members here, the council officials for their support, and especially to my own colleagues on the Sinn Féin team for all their support over the past year. Thank you to Chairperson Councillor Savage for the work that he has done this year. It's been great working with you, and you've certainly covered a lot of ground, but thankfully I was able to chip in the odd time. I'd like to wish the incoming chairpersons, Councillor Valerie Hart and incoming deputy chairperson, all the best for the year ahead. Go Míle maith agat.
Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, just on behalf of the SDLP group, we would like to congratulate you on your successful year as Chair of Council. The key outcome of your year is the recognition of the people in our community. Through civic receptions, awards and even your charity ball night, your commitment to the role has set the standard for the chairs to come after you. Your wife Noreen and your family have supported you in your role, even during what has been a difficult time for you as a family, but you are getting through it, and through the support of council staff and your fellow councillors, hopefully you felt that support throughout the year to make sure that you didn't feel the burden. Again, on behalf of the SDLP, we'd like to congratulate Aoife on her year as deputy chair, and I hope that the chair and deputy chair of this year will be as good as yourselves, if not better. So good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor.
Michael, I want to offer a very genuine, heartfelt, personal thanks to you and congratulations for the way that you have undertaken this role over the last year. Whenever you assumed the role last year, you gave a strong commitment to be a first citizen for all, and I can testify that that certainly has been the case. You've reached out to everybody within our district, and certainly whenever I've asked you to participate in events and to take part in events in your role as first citizen, you've been very accommodating, and that's been highly recognised and respected, particularly even within the unionist community, where you've stretched yourself beyond what was ever required of you. And yeah, I've assumed the role with great energy, and you know, I have to say, and it has been a challenging time for you, and I'm well aware of that, and I think everybody's aware of that, but it didn't stop you undertaking the role in the way that certainly I knew you would. And, you know, I want to congratulate you with everything I can, because it's not an easy role. It's a role that takes a lot of demands on your time, and you are away from, you know, family quite a bit. But certainly, you know, I'm in this role now, this has been my 13th year coming in, but I have to say you've been really, really, you know, I've been really proud to say that you've been our first citizen the way you've undertook the role. So many congratulations, and enjoy that quality time that you now will get with your family. It's well deserved. And I know that you are hoping to take a break, and enjoy that too. I think all of us are looking at a break at some stage over the next number of weeks. But certainly enjoy it. You've definitely earned it. And, you know, best wishes in your new term as councillor, Andy. Same to you. Congratulations on your term in office. You're obviously a colleague, Steve Gullion colleague, and I'm well aware of your capabilities and the enthusiasm that you give the role as well, and you'll certainly be the same as deputy chair this year. So best wishes to you, and enjoy again some more time with the family over the next term. So, if nothing more to add, I just want to congratulate you both on what's been a very good term for you as an office. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And just on behalf of the Alliance and the new Alliance councillors here, I just want to say thank you. You're always approachable. Same for Councillor Finnegan as well. Any time that was required to regarding matters of council or otherwise, more than approachable and agreeable, and kept things moving along here very well. So, and again, envious of the family time, but good luck for the future, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor McMahon.
Thanks, Chair. Just on behalf of the Sinn Féin team, I just want to congratulate you both on a very successful year. And I know you both stretched yourselves, and you were all over the district and really working for everybody. I think what struck me, Michael, was whenever my 18-year-old came home and said that you had actually approached him and spoke to him and made him feel like important. So I suppose that shows that, you know, the measure of you, that you didn't make a difference in anybody. Undoubtedly, you absolutely worked for everybody throughout the year, and I wish both of you as well in your future endeavours. Well done.
Thank you. Councillor Lewis.
Chair, just on behalf of the EP team here, again, I'd just like to congratulate you on your year in office. Certainly, myself, only being co-opted on a short time at the last term, certainly any dealings I've had with you, we're very impressed with you. And certainly our colleagues here on the EP team have only had positive things to say about you, just even in the past. So congratulations again, and I wish you all the best for the future. And also, Aoife, congratulations as well on your term as well, and I wish you the best for the future as well. All right, thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay then, thank you all for those kind comments. I think I speak for both myself and Aoife. Thank you very much. When you're getting a broad spectrum of that, we sort of have done something right. Okay, so we move on then to item number 3, which is to agree the method for appointment of statutory positions of responsibility using the hunt by qualified majority vote. And I'm going to bring Sarah in to deal with that.
Yeah, so we need to agree the method. We need a proposer and seconder, and it's by qualified majority vote, which is done by recorded vote. So what I'll do is I'll be reading out the names of the councillors individually, and you'll say whether you're for or against to use the to hunt for the statutory positions of responsibility. So if we just have
a proposer from Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Hannan.
Okay. So Councillor Andrews? Councillor Boisey?
For.
Councillor Brennan? Councillor Byrne? Councillor Campbell? Councillor Clark? Councillor Devlin?
For.
Councillor Enright?
For.
Councillor Finn? Councillor Finnegan?
For.
Councillors Goodbreath and Gibbons are absent. Councillor Hanlon?
For.
Councillor Hannah is absent. Councillor Hart? Councillor Howell? Councillor Jackson? Councillor Kearns? Councillor Kelly? Councillor King? Councillor Larkin? Councillor Lee Surgener? Councillor Lewis? Councillor McGuinness?
For.
Councillor Mathers? Councillor McAteer?
For.
Councillor McAvoy? Councillor McMurray? Councillor O'Hare? Councillor Declan Murphy? Councillor Kate Murphy? Councillor Selena Murphy? Councillor Quinn? Councillor Riley?
For.
Councillor Rice? Councillor Rowan is absent. Councillor Savage?
For.
Councillor Sharvin?
For.
Councillor Taylor?
For.
Councillor Tinley is absent. Councillor Truesdale? I have 36 for and no abstentions.
So that's carried. Okay, item number 4 is to agree method of appointment to statutory committees using quota of greatest remainder by qualified majority vote. I'm sure you're going to deal with that as well.
Yeah, so we just need again a proposer and seconder to use the quota of greatest remainder. So the proposal from Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Andrews.
Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Andrews.
Four.
Councillor Bowsey.
Four.
Councillor Brennan.
Four.
Councillor Byrne. Councillor Campbell. Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Devlin. Councillor Enright.
Four.
Councillor Finn. Councillor Finnegan.
Four.
Councillor Scobreath and Gibbons are absent. Councillor Hanlon.
Four.
Councillor Hannah is absent. Councillor Hart. Councillor Howell. Councillor Jackson.
Four.
Councillor Kearns. Councillor Kelly. Councillor King. Councillor Larkin. Councillor Lee Searchner. Councillor Lewis.
Four.
Councillor McGuinness. Councillor Mathers. Councillor McAteer. Councillor McAvoy. Councillor McMurray. Councillor O'Hare. Councillor Declan Murphy.
Four.
Councillor Kate Murphy. Councillor Selena Murphy. Councillor Quinn. Councillor O'Reilly.
Four.
Councillor Rice. Councillor Wan's absent. Councillor Savage.
Four.
Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Taylor.
Four.
Councillor Tinley. Councillor Treesdale. 37-4 and no abstentions. Or none against.
Okay. Then. Item number five.
Yep. So now we go to the appointment of the statutory positions of responsibility. So appended to the item is the order of picks. It was agreed they were allocated at the mock AGM. And if everyone is in agreement with that, then we just need a proposer and seconder for those picks. And then I'll go down through the chairs and deputies for year one as per the mock AGM. I'll ask the nominating officers for each of those picks to just reiterate their picks for year one only. So we have a proposer from Councillor Hanlon and seconded by Councillor McAteer. So I call on Councillor Hanlon, nominating officer for Sinn Féin, to propose the chair of council for year one.
So proposed.
You need to tell me the name.
Yeah, Valerie Hart.
And do we have a seconder for that? Just Councillor McAvoy is seconded. Okay, and the nominating officer for SCLP to propose the vice chair of council for year one.
Yeah. Councillor Giles Shravan.
And a seconder for that?
And a second.
Sorry. Councillor Andrews seconded. Okay, and the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for chair and deputy chair of ERT for year one, please.
The chair, Mickey Ryan.
Yep.
And the deputy, Geraldine Kearns.
And the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the chair and deputy chair of AHC for year one, please.
Chair of AHC, Councillor Roisin Howell. And deputy chair, Philip Campbell.
And the nominating officer for SCLP for the chair of sustainability and environment for year one, please.
Councillor Terry Andrews.
And the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the deputy chair of sustainability and environment, please.
Willie Clark.
And the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the chair of SPR for year one, please.
Councillor Leanne McAvoy.
And the nominating officer for the Alliance Party for deputy chair of SPR year one, please.
Cadogan Enright, Councillor Enright.
And the chair of, sorry, the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for chair of planning year one.
Declan Murphy.
And Councillor Tinley, your deputy chair for year one of planning. Okay, that concludes the picks for the year one. At this stage, then, you're handing over to the new chair.
Okay, Valerie.
I'm leaving.
They'll be off after she's done her speech and I've done my speech.
Well, not can we begin? <It's only on. laughs>
Just don't swear that mic's on.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Fellow councillors, chief executive, council officials, family, Acordia. It is with great honour and pride that I accept the nomination by my party colleagues for the chairperson of Newry Mourn and Down District Council. I am humbled to be entrusted with such a crucial role for the upcoming year of 2023-2024. I would also like to take this opportunity to congratulate outgoing chairperson Michael Savage for his leadership during the past year. I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of our council staff who work hard on the ground through rain, hail or snow to ensure our streets are clean and our bins are emptied. I am deeply grateful for the opportunity to serve our district in this capacity, and I pledge to work hard for all in the district. I will strive tirelessly to uphold the values and principles that our district holds dear. As the incoming chairperson, I am excited to represent the council within the different communities of this district, promoting the numerous tourism and economic opportunities available while attracting much needed investment. Community is at the heart of what I do, and I will ensure that it is reflected during my tenure. As a strong advocate for disability, I will mirror this by selecting my charities from across the district that provide vital support and outlets for individuals and families of those with disabilities. I believe that everyone deserves equal opportunities and access to resources, and I will work to ensure that this is echoed in all aspects of my work. Recent announcements have cast a shadow over Daisy Hill Hospital. In spite of recent positive developments in terms of investment and the expansion of Daisy Hill, the recruitment and retention crisis threatens services. The health and well-being of our citizens has to be foremost in our actions as local representatives. So too must be the well-being of our excellent healthcare workers, whose jobs are made increasingly difficult by conditions in the health service and who are rightly worried about their jobs and the conditions in the current climate. I am committed to working hard with everyone here, with statutory bodies and with the community to do what we can to protect and promote services at Daisy Hill Hospital and Down Hospital. Communities across this district rely on our hospital and we are committed to protecting it. We are all aware of the many challenges that face our district. However, I believe that with your support and collaboration, this council can improve the big issues that matter to our citizens, including health, education, employment, community safety and the environment. Social housing need remains at a very high level across Newry Mourn and Down, and I will do all I can with our statutory partners to alleviate these high levels. We have opportunities to build a better district for workers and families, to deliver on key projects, Newry's City Centre Park, and to drive economic regeneration to improve our district. There are a multitude of services which we must deliver, and many great projects either in the pipeline or on the aspirational list from Crossgar to Cullaville, which we will bring to fruition for the people of this district. We can drive for regeneration, attract external investment, and boost our tourist potential. We can only do that working hard in partnership with our colleagues from all other parties and independents. The people of Newry Mourne, Down and South Armagh have entrusted all of us with the authority and responsibility to deliver high-grade public services. For our part, Sinn Féin will endeavour to exercise its authority fairly and in the interests of the people who elected us. I am committed to working hard for all of you, with all of you, to make our district a better place for everyone. Thank you for your trust and confidence in me. I look forward to working with each and every one of you to make a positive impact on our district. For Mila Magogs.
Hard to follow that, Valerie. First of all, can I thank the great people of Downpatrick and Lochiel for returning me to be their councillor for the area over this council term. As a councillor for nearly 12 years now, it has been my honour and privilege in being your local councillor. I would like to thank my SDLP colleagues for nominating me for the role of deputy chair of Newry Mourne Down District Council. If we rewind back 10 years ago on the 10th of June 2013, I had the great honour of being Vice Chair of Down District Council, and back then and since, I've committed to and have shown my commitment in representing the entire community. I would like to pay tribute to Michael Savage as outgoing Chair and Aoife Finnegan as Deputy Chair on their work ethic for ensuring that they represented the whole district. As I look forward to this year, we as a district have a great opportunity to grow and support our tourism offering, from the shores of Strangford Loch to the mountains of Mourne and the Ring of Gullion. Our district has the best to offer across Ireland to our residents and visitors. Our business and voluntary sectors face an ever-challenging landscape with increased costs and funding cuts being handed down. As a keen sportsman, both as a player in my day and now as a volunteer across my clubs, I want to see our council being ever ambitious in developing the facilities that we as a council have to offer, but also to support our sports clubs in growing their own. The sports hubs across each DEA has the real potential to deliver impact and provide a platform for local people to lead healthy and active lives by improving the quality of our facilities and open spaces. Throughout my time as councillor, I have been a microphone for the issues that matter to our community. As Deputy Chair of Council, I will continue to provide that microphone to ensure that the most vulnerable are heard and that the issues are not ignored. I wish to congratulate Valerie on being appointed as Chair of Council for the forthcoming year, and I will ensure that I support Valerie in her role for the betterment of the district. Finally, I think of those that have supported me throughout my time as a councillor, and it would be remiss of me not to mention them today. Firstly, my family and friends who have supported me in every way, the SDLP team, both now and before. I think of the late Eddie McGrady, the Peter Craig, the John Dars, the Michael Carr, the Jardine Donnelly, the Brian Quinn and the Patsy Toman, who are no longer with us, but who provided me with such knowledge and the ethos of being on the ground and in your community. We all become involved in politics to create a better world for those that come after us. So let's get to work. Thank you.
Item 7, the appointments to statutory committees.
Appended to the agenda is the appointments that were discussed at the mock annual meeting. And again, we just need a proposer and seconder for those. proposed by Councillor Devlin and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Item 8, to appoint representatives to external bodies and organisations excluding statutory positions of responsibility and internal bodies and forums. Okay, and again, you'll see on decision time, the working group terms of reference will need to be updated at their first meetings. We need nominations for the following external bodies. The APSE NI Executive Board, it's currently, Councillor Andrews is currently the Vice Chair until July 2023. So there were questions at the mock about some of these outside bodies and boards. So the Belfast Region City Deal, the membership was agreed at the ERT committee in September 2019, and that was to have two Sinn Féin, one SDLP and one Unionist member. There are nominations required for diversity ambassadors. There's an attached letter and role description that have come in from the department looking for those diversity ambassadors. For East Border Region, there are three elected members to be nominated as directors and three elected members for the Members Forum. And for the SOM Advisory Council, in previous years, the membership was shared amongst the Unionist councillors, and that's been ongoing since 2015. If we have nominations for APSE and the Diversity Ambassadors and the East Border Region, if we have more nominations than there are positions, then it has to go to a ballot, it has to go to a vote.
Do we have those nominations tonight? Councillor Devlin.
Thank you, Chair. So in terms of the action, first in terms of APSE, I'd like to nominate Councillor Terry Andrews. In terms of the Diversity Ambassador, Councillor Pete Byrne. And in the East Border Region, I think in terms of the Director, it would be Councillor Terry Andrews, and the Forum, Councillor Declan McAteer. And then lastly, Chair, I know the SOM Advisory Council mentions that the membership was rotated among Unionist colleagues. I think in previous years, our Unionist colleagues here have supported Councillor Terry Andrews to attend, I think actually a couple of years. And it would be great if that same could be applied again for the next term, but make that proposal. Thank you, Chair.
I would just like to second that proposal for Councillor Andrews there as well. Thank you.
Councillor Hannan.
Thanks for letting me in. We were going to second the proposal for Councillor Andrews as well. So for APSE, in terms of Belfast Region City Deal, it will be Councillor Willie Clark and Councillor Declan Murphy. And for Diversity Ambassador, we would like to nominate Anya Quinn. And for East Border Region, for Director, Councillor Mickey Larkin. And we would be supportive of Councillor Andrews on the SOM Advisory Council as well.
Councillor McMurray.
Chair, just in regard to the Diversity Ambassador, I'm not really sure how many places are available, but certainly I would like to nominate Councillor Lee Surgener here for that role. That's there's still a...
Yeah, I had tried to clarify that with the department, but they've left it up to the council, so we have three nominations at the minute, so I'm sure that they'd be happy enough to go with that, I would imagine. And then obviously the officer would be, Colin Moffat would be on that as well.
Councillor Devlin.
Yeah, sorry, Chair, to come in again. Just in terms of the Belfast Regional City Deal, I thought from what Sarah had said that that membership just rolled on, but can I nominate Councillor Pete Byrne on behalf of the SDLP? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody's happy?
Yeah, in Corbyn. Yeah.
Right, on to
do
item.
Do we vote?
Do we? No, no. Yeah, thank God. So we go on to item 9 then, chamber seating arrangements.
Yeah, so everybody is in the seats that we proposed. So hopefully I've managed to accommodate everybody and most people are happy. Please don't ask me to change it again. If everybody's in agreement with that, it's so people are in their
everybody
seats,
in agreement with, yeah.
Excuse me, Chair. Could we just go back to the Belfast Regional Deal and the diversity ambassador. Just we not worth nomination. Right. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Border region for you.
It's just whether not seating arrangement which agrees to the big land enemy to be partner, right?
It was agreed, yes. Right, I'd move on then to item 10, agree the schedule of meetings for the incoming year.
Yeah, so the schedule's there for everybody to see, and they'll be populated on to decision time after agreement tonight. So it's just so that people can start to put them into their diaries.
As proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah. And then the last one's just for note.
Yeah.
We'll just need a proposer and seconder.
Item 11, just to note as the payment of special responsibility allowances.
Yeah, and that's proposed by Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah. Just proposed by Councillor Hanlon. Can we have a seconder, please? Councillor Andrews.
Okay. Councillor Andrews seconded.
That's the end of the meeting.
No.
Thank
just
you.
Meeting,
just this meeting. Just this part. Don't be going anywhere.
You stop recording.
Great.
So.